Thank you, Ms. Gugu, moderator, and good morning and welcome. I would like to extend my warm welcome to all of you for this information session that is designed to share the view of customs community on the agreement on trade facilitation and how WCO wishes to work with you for its implementation. First of all, I would like to thank the WTO Director General Roberto Acevedo, who will join us at a later stage, and also the WTO staff for hosting this event. And we have a chair, Ms. Gugu, who is rather known in the WTO sphere, but she is, well, customs attaché of Swaziland in WCO in Brussels. And I think we can bridge between Geneva, well, trade community, and Brussels, that is customs community. Well, first of all, very quickly about the WCO. WCO was established in 1952. And so we have more than 60 years history in Brussels. And our aim is to simplify and harmonize customs procedures for the purpose of facilitating and securing global trade. And we cover 179 members, identical to WTO with some differences, but most of them, those who are not still in the WCO as former members, are covered with our MOU to provide cooperation. Well, the WTO agreement has incorporated the principles that have been developed in the WCO tools, especially the revised Kyoto Convention. Therefore, from the outset of the negotiation, WCO supported the process and provided technical assistance and carried out needs assessment where we are asked. Therefore, we are committed to the implementation of the WTO Agreement on Trade Facilitation, as it would provide us much-needed political support at the political level and donor interest in customs reform, which is designed to facilitate trade. Well, since the adoption of the Bari Package last December, I have gone through all the six WCO regional meetings and met 179 heads of customs. And they all see that this Bari package providing a golden opportunity for customs to play an essential role in facilitating trade and also in the future National Committee on Trade Facilitation. And on these opportunities, I also met trade ministers to ask their support for cooperative relationship between customs and trade ministers at national and region levels. Actually, when I met Director General Roberto Acevedo in January, we agreed that we need more dialogue and cooperation between customs and trade ministries. Therefore, I promised that I will address this issue to all heads of customs, which I did, and he agreed that he would do the same for trade ministries, trade ministers. And, well, this week I'll be here, and next week we'll have an annual council session, and we'll receive Director General Roberto Acevedo as a guest speaker. This agreement on trade facilitation needs really a good implementation, and for that we need implementation tools based on WCO standards and guidelines, because we have been working in the past 60 years to develop those good guidelines and best practices. So it would be necessary to mobilize this these tools, knowledge, and also the experts that we have developed. Because we have a pool of experts produced not only in Brussels, but all over the world locally. So those WCO tools and experts are what are at your service to implement the agreement. And for this purpose, we developed implementation guidelines for the agreement. You'll hear that for each article of the agreement, we have a wealth of standards, guidelines, and best practices. And we put it on the WCO website so that all stakeholders can access to that tools. Well, now that agreement is there and WCO tools to implement this agreement are ready, what is necessary is really the support for implementation. And the WCO established the Capacity Building Directorate in 2006 to deliver technical assistance and capacity building service support in a comprehensive manner to help members to implement the WCO standards. And we developed suitable methods and a pool of experts, as well as we collected best practices. And thanks to these efforts, for example, the Revised Kyoto Convention, which was open to the accession to our members in 2006, now the membership went up to 92 over 7 or 8 years. And also, we have another standards called Safe Framework of Standards. This is to counter the trade security. And the gradual implementation through our capacity building across the world, which helped avoid the implementation of any draconian security measures against terrorists, which might jeopardize trade. Now we will apply this methodology, tools, and experts to the WTO Agreement on Trade Facilitation. Today, you will hear the concrete tools, programs, and examples of our success on how to implement the components of the Agreement on Trade Facilitation. And the WCO is ready to support the WTO Committee on Trade Facilitation as well, in the same manner as the Agreement on Customs Valuation and Agreement on Rules of Origin, where the WCO hosts a technical committee to provide technical support, technical expertise, and a report of technical assistance and capacity building activities. The WCO has therefore established the Working Group on Agreement on Trade Facilitation in March to provide support and report to this WTO Committee on Trade Facilitation. And Ms. Gugu was elected as the chair of this working group linking WCO and WTO. This working group is open to trade ministries and Geneva-based negotiators. So I saw several of you have already participated in the first meeting. But also it is open to other international governmental organizations that represent various border government agencies, such as the area of sanitary and phytosanitary, because we believe that this is an ideal opportunity to enhance coordinated border management. On the border, well, customs play a central role, but it is not only customs, but other government agencies, regulatory agencies, law enforcement agencies are present. So through the implementation of WTO agreement, we expect to reach out and get more consistent approach and synergy among those border agencies. And of course, it is also open to aid agencies for sharing information. You will hear how we intend to share information and get more coordinated approach at the recipient end. And this working group also includes business representatives, as custom business partnership is indispensable to jointly facilitate trade. Of course, I'm mindful of your concern about technical assistance and capacity building, how it will be delivered. But you'll hear that we are ready to provide such a service, such delivery, and like you, we are pushing for resources availability. And in this connection, your support will be greatly appreciated with a firm understanding of what the WCO can offer. Well, in conclusion, this is a good opportunity to thank the cooperation over long years from the beginning of this negotiation with WTO Secretariat members. Well, Richard Eglin has already retired, but Sherry, Nora, we worked very closely with them, and we continue to do so. And also, I'd like to appreciate the partnership with Annex D and other organizations in support of the WTO agreement, because what we need is to extend and tighten this network of organizations, international or regional organizations, to support the agreement on trade facilitation. So I expect you a fruitful meeting, and we are ready to respond to your concerns, questions, and get comments all through this morning's session. I thank you very much.